All right, so here we go. Worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you all for participating with this call, all those who are listening to this. We thank you. Tonight, first off, the day is October the 24th, 2016. It is for us the fourth Monday of the month. That means that tonight the call will be taken care of by Marilyn Lawrence. She's located in Arizona. And I do know she has a special guest tonight. At this point, we are still 4 minutes away from the hour, so we keep the lines open and we keep chatting and wait for more people to join in with this conference call, as it is always a simulcast, what we do, the radio show, with a conference call. Thanks again.
Thank you, Heis.
I was going to say, chatting has stopped. by the way, I sent both of you just an email. I heard you speak about the I Ching. And I think, hey, I have for a long time already an email waiting to be sent to someone, but I didn't know who it was. But now I figured you guys are talking about it, so I'm mailing it to both of you. It is the I Ching workbook.
Oh, thank you.
And I haven't even looked at it myself yet, so I don't know if it's...
Is that by R.L. Wing?
I don't know. It's still sending. I have an issue with the internet service over here. Let me see. My computer's going very slow.
Yes, that's R.L. Wing. Uh-huh. That's a very good one.
You have it already?
I do have it, yeah.
Okay,
I have over 200 versions of the I Ching, and that one is a good one.
All right. Good to know. It's funny that you have received it, because here it's still showing the little thing spinning around saying sending.
Uh-oh. Well, the I Ching is a worthwhile instrument. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's probably 5,000 years old. That's what the R.L. Wing book says. I don't think they really know when it was.
All right, two more people joined in. Good evening to you. Welcome to this call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Demetrius.
Hello, Dimitri. Good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Good evening to you, Heis. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Who else joined us, please?
This is Sherry from Bozeman, Montana. Hello.
Hello, Sherry. Good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Sounds like a big heartbeat on the line.
I don't hear it.
I don't either.
You can't
Could
hear
it be
that.
Your own heart?
Maybe. Maybe it is.
All right, Wynn does have the email. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good to hear you.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm glad to have you here, Terry.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have after the call, a special planetary healing session, 7 to 7:15. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Steve, welcome to the call. How are you?
I'm real good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
All right. more joined in. If you want to, welcome, first off, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Good evening, hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening to you, Cleo, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
More people joining. If you want to, please.
Hi, it's Patty from California.
Hi, Patty, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Roger and Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Joan, Rhode Island.
Oop. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the call.
Thanks, Heis.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Heis. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail. Welcome. Good evening.
Hi. Yeah, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris. Good evening to you.
Hey, guys.
All right. Did I miss anyone? We welcome you all. All right. Who is this?
Helen in Virginia.
Hi, Helen. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too. Thanks for being
here. Thank you. All right. Fantastic. A nice crowd over here. I appreciate all of you guys being here. The next caller, two more people. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Greetings. This is Michael in San Diego.
Mr. Michael, welcome.
Hiya.
Hi. This is Terry from Roselle, New Jersey.
Hello, Terry. We need more Terrys. Thank you for being here. Awesome. I'm going to turn off the dings. All right. So it is wonderful to have you all. I welcome all those folks that are joining in, that are here listening with this through BBS Radio. It's great to have this broadcast worldwide live. And tonight is the fourth Monday call of the month, and that means that we have our beautiful sister Marilyn Lawrence in Arizona who is leading tonight's call. I do know she has a special guest. Marilyn, you are here?
I am here.
All right, fantastic. I will mute the phone lines. I forgot to start the recording still. Let's first mute the phone lines.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
All right, so here we are.
How did you know I was on?
I didn't say anything. I didn't ask for you. Are you there, Ben?
you're getting psychic, huh?
No, I didn't even say your name. I see you, but... All right, anyway, right now we are recording. This is the call taken care of by Marilyn Lawrence on October the 24th, 2016. And
is today Marilyn Lawrence's day?
It is what?
Today is Marilyn Lawrence's day.
Yes.
Marilyn, let me just announce, I blew it, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give the call to you. I just sent an email out, and I said, oh, my God, I got all these things I'm going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about it next week. If you got the email, we're going to talk about it next week. But one thing we're going to do today at 7 o'clock, we're going to do a mini planetary healing session similar to Sunday. Okay, from 7 to about 7:15. So that's going to be something that, if it works out and people support it, we're going to do it after every call, of course, except Sunday. And we're going to call in the light and bring in the energies and see how that works. Okay, Marilyn?
Okay.
So I'll be on the call like around 6:50. Just to do a segue, okay?
Okay.
But don't involve me. And what's your call? Well, I'm just going to shut up, and I'm going to turn it over to Marilyn Lawrence, and I'll see you guys later. Hang on the call for an extra 15 minutes. The planet needs us, okay? All right.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Wynn. And yes, as Marin has requested, I will first start by calling in the love light. And so if we are all here, we can just, you know, bring ourselves to our center. We just let go of anything outside of us, and we be here in this now as a group of well-intended people. We ask our dear Father, Mother, God, the one infinite source of all creation, for the presence of the love light to surround and protect Marilyn and anyone else who is here participating with this. And we ask for any negativity to be taken to the highest realms of love light and for it to be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We now envision ourselves in this flow of energy which is radiating from the center of the universe, moving through the galaxies, moving through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, radiating through our bodies and anchoring into the core of Mother Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us who are present while we maintain the sovereign integrity of our individual souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, which provide service to others, and which honor the law of one, and we ask them to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. Thank you so much again. Marilyn, here is your mic.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Heis. I really do believe that calling in the light is a real thing and does make a difference. So I really appreciate, especially the way Heis does it. Well, tonight I wanted to talk about the negative. And I know that we've been doing a lot of talking about the negative, and there's a lot out there to talk about. But I wanted to talk about it in a different kind of way. And so I've brought on tonight with me Colleen Desjoux from Canada. I want to say hello, Colleen. Is Colleen muted?
I thought Colleen was on a... she dropped out. Hold on 1 second. No, she's here. Oh, no, she's muted. Hold on. Colleen, sorry.
Oh, thank you. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm looking at my phone like, oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, anyway, I brought Colleen here to share some information with us about the negative. But first of all, I wanted to list all the things or some of the things that we might be being concerned about other than the election at this time. And so just as I go down the list, I want you to see on your list what you might find that you're worried about or concerned about that I've talked about. And I'm sure there are things that I'm going to mention that you won't have on your list, and you'll have things that I don't mention. But we can look, this will give us an idea about what's going on out there that we can worry about. So we can start with the return of Planet X or Nibiru. We can start with threats of nuclear annihilation, radiation pollution from Fukushima, the Harbinger, the Smita, blood moons, and the demise of the dollar, signs from Revelations, extraterrestrial takeover, extraterrestrial rescue, full disclosure, dire circumstances from remote viewing. And then there's the vulnerability of the power grid, GMOs, Magellan's disease, Zika, Ebola, and flesh-eating viruses, global warming and climate change, chemtrails and weather wars, terrorism, big pharma, black ops and cattle mutilations, drought and flooding, overpopulation, aging population, super volcanoes, meteor strikes, marks of the beast, Bigfoot, black-eyed children, and menacing clowns, CMEs, gamma rays, the Antichrist, and one world government. So it's a pretty dire list, and these are all things that are on people's mind or on coast to coast right now. And I, as I was thinking about all of this negative and worrisome stuff, I thought maybe there was a way to look at it in a larger picture. And so maybe I thought if we went off planet, we might be able to see some patterns that would explain why we're in such a muddled state at this time. And so I called in Colleen, who is an astrologer, and she's been looking some things up. So Colleen, could you help us with understanding the energies that we're now in?
I'll try. First of all, you know, we're living in the physical 3D dimension. We're on a planet. We have to deal with gravity. We have to deal with climate change. We have to deal with the planets that are revolving around us and influencing us, which they do, with their, you know, whatever influences they're sending out from their beingness. And so astrology's been with us for a long time, and people have been studying the election or, you know, the influences that we may have right now. And one of the planets that we're dealing with that is quite important to our political agenda is the planet Saturn, which is called the Great Teacher. And it goes through each of the signs. It takes about 2.5 years per sign. And right now it's in Sagittarius. It stays in this sign for about 2.5 years. It's just recently gone into Sagittarius. And the thing about Saturn is that it constricts and it's contracting. It demands discipline. It's very structured, very authoritarian. And it's in the sign of Sagittarius, which is very free and open and, you know, philosophical and likes having a good time. So it doesn't really go too well in that sign. And I feel that it's lessons that we're going through right now, which is our higher ideals, what we really want to attain, and sticking to it. And I think it's also, sticking to our high ideals and not letting them go. It's a time where people, they should be, hopefully, waking up and realizing that the high ideals that we seem to have set out for ourselves are not being lived up to.
And so that's what Sagittarius is telling us, that we're in that kind of open, reflective mood as a society?
I think that this planet going through that part of the sky is in Sagittarius is getting people to, it focuses on our idealism, what we really want to see, and what is actually there. So Saturn is the taskmaker, and it's going to, encourage people to get down to brass tacks and really kind of live up to their idealism and not be hypocritical.
So as if we're looking at all of the things that we could be worried about, then we could see that at this time, whether it's pollution, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, or whether it's ETs, we're really trying to come to grips with what is in relationship to what we would like it to be. Is that right?
That's the way I'm seeing it. Someone else could see it, you know, in a little bit different way. Sagittarius also rules higher learning. It rules religion. Travel, all those things could be scrutinized. But also, I mean, the things that Saturn restricts also helps us to get rid of what isn't working and what's at war. And so it is, in the end, a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, how then can we view the overall negativity that we're seeing as a positive thing? Is it because we could look at the work that Saturn does in this re-evaluating situation?
Well, I think that sorry, I think that that's true. I think that we're going to have to reevaluate a lot of structures. Not only that we have this influence, there's a few other influences as well that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, we've gone through these, you know, different things before. There's been other transits that we've dealt with, and mostly it seems that with another planet that is Pluto. And now Pluto is within the next 4 years is completing a cycle in the U.S. chart, and it's going to be returning to where it was in the beginning. So it's going to challenge a lot of things. It's actually what's happening now is going to affect what happens in 4 years, I believe. And it's going to mean quite a big shakeup, either with the finances or with just the way everything is set up. I think that the U.S. especially has wasted a lot of energy on war and destruction, and that's going to have to change. And really, I think that one of the only biggest hopes that we really have is for people to realize they can get together and pray and to unite and to bring some positivity to this situation.
Well, I think that prayer really, really does work, and that everything that we can do to change the energy, we really are very powerful and able to do that. That's interesting that you bring up that that change in the Pluto.
Yes, not only that it's, well, within 4 years, it's coming back to a return in the U.S. chart. It's, well, actually, I think it's an exact conjunction in 2022. So the groundwork is being laid right now for what is going to be happening in 4 years. It's not to scare anyone, really. I mean, these, you know, influences are there, and it's for our growth. The only thing is that, you know, I feel the planetary influences are on one level, but we can rise above that. We can rise above that level and change things.
I think that's really right on, Colleen. It makes me think of cooking in the kitchen, and that the influences of the stars are like ingredients that we have, and they're laid out on the counter so that we can see them. And if you have flour and sugar, a little bit of fruit, and maybe a little bit of oil, you can make a cake or you can make a pancake, but you cannot make a stew. And so as we move through this time, we can make our choices on how we're going to use the energies that come from the stars or the surrounding environment. And I think that is so law of one to realize that we do have choices and that we can make a difference with our choices to make a positive change. Is there anything that you can see in the present environment of the stars that would give us a clue as to a direction that we all might take? I know that each person has their own star chart, their own path. But is there anything that sets up a pattern that we might see that we could join?
I think that what could happen is that the system, the way it is outdated and it's got to be revamped. I think for people to get involved more with their community, with their local neighborhood, even if things have to, you know, are not working the way they are, it's not to make a new world order, but to get things on a smaller level. That's the way I see it.
Less centrally located, for instance, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you know, the biggest thing is for people to realize their energies that they have within them. That's the way. Well, that's my personal view, but there's nothing that anything can predict, really. I mean, there's no one that can predict who's going to win the election, because everything is, you know, it's just not possible. You can say who will have the better day, and maybe Hillary will have a better day on the election day than Trump, but it doesn't mean she'll win. And there's as many astrologers who are predicting that he will win as that she will win. So who do you believe? Who do you believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more confusing. It gets more confusing as you go into it. And it's so crazy. It's like, you know, everyone's saying, okay, well, all these signs are in feminine signs. So, oh, yes, and that's with her chart very favorable, and she's in for sure. But should we really believe people who are putting out these things for everyone to follow, like just like sheep, you know? And then there are other people who are, you know, psychics who are predicting, you know, that Trump will win. But whether, you know, it's it is an important issue, certainly is for the world. I mean, I'm a Canadian, and I'm, you know, concerned as any of you are in the United States. I'm sure other parts of the world are. I mean, nobody wants to see a third world war.
Well, certainly not. Certainly not. And I think that we do have some say in that, and by using our energies for positive look forward and making them count.
Right, right. Also, it's in Chinese astrology, it's the year of the fire monkey. And so anything can happen at the last moment. Really, it could be unpredictable.
Well, I like that idea that anything can happen at the last moment. But we actually have only this moment and this time to begin thinking about what can we do? Where can the rubber hit the road in what we can do? And I think just even small things. One of the things that happened just this last week was one of my granddaughters turned 21. And instead of having presents, that we respond to her GoFundMe account. And so I just saw her yesterday. She had gotten the GoFundMe account, and I asked her what she did with it. And her plan was to do something good for somebody. And so what she did was she divided her account into $20 each and put them all in an envelope. And then she went to Target, and she slipped the envelopes into people's baskets. And then watched what happened at the end. And people were surprised. They were thrilled. And she was just as thrilled to tell about that.
Oh, that is amazing.
And
I have an amazing granddaughter. You must be so proud.
Oh, I am. And I think that's just a random act of kindness, something that all of us, we don't have to do $20. I think it was Roosevelt, stood on the corner during the Depression and handed out dimes. And and that was that, those just a dime changed people's lives. And so we can do very small things that have a very large effect.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, we all have the power to change the world, and it's one step at a time.
It is.
And true love. So love.
Is there a planetary positive that goes around that we could see what maybe would work for us?
I don't particularly, I'm not saying it's negative or positive. It's just that, you know, there's all these charts for the United States has a chart. It's like a person. So when, you know, they have a chart based on when it was formed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with, you know, the oppositions of Pluto with their, there's a lot of, you know, because you're born July 4th, which is Cancer, so there's a lot of Cancer planets, and there's a lot of things to overcome, but there is a lot to change as well. So, you know, I don't want to say negative or positive. I just think that it's for growth and development, and perhaps it's simply to rise above these worries that we have and, like I say, get together, do world prayer, do healings as much as possible. It is needed.
Well, I do believe it is, and it reminds me of the lightning-struck tower in the tarot, where the lightning comes out, disintegrates the building, and we then can rebuild from the ground up with the rubble of the lightning-struck tower. And so, indeed, that seems to be the way that energies work, that we cannot destroy them, we can only transform them. And so we do have the opportunity during this time to take all of this angst, all of this unrest and fomenting of various ideas and ideals and put it to a different end. And so I do think that if the raw material is correct and we are separating, the worlds are separating, we would see that kind of thing. We would see the disillusion of systems and situations and then the reforming of them in this higher vibrational pattern if we are able to manifest the higher vibrational pattern. So the important thing is not to be stuck in the darkness, but to light your light. And I was telling Colleen earlier about an experience I had with my children. We went to visit Carlsbad Caverns, and you walk down a big long thing, and then the open cavern is really a very beautiful place with stalactites and stalagmites, and they're all lighted with colored lights and everything. And then there is a ranger that comes in and talks about what you're seeing and what you will see as you go on the tour. So one of the things that they did was he said, and we're all sitting down, thank goodness, but he said, you'll see that this beauty was created in total darkness. And at that point, they turned out the lights. And it was totally dark. You literally could feel the darkness. You couldn't see anything in front of you. And then he lighted one match, and it lit the whole place up. You could see again, and you could see the beauty. And I think that's what we are, that we are that one match, and that what we see when we see all this darkness around us is that we can create something beautiful even in that total darkness when we light the one light we can see. And so I would offer that to all of you, that you, in your very own place, no matter what your condition, no matter what your circumstances, no matter how much money you have, no matter what your beliefs are, you can do something that lights that light in a place of darkness. So what I'd like to do now, Heis, is to open the lines and see if anybody would like to share what they have seen or what they would like to do to light the darkness where they are.
All callers are unmuted.
So, has anybody got an idea of what they have done, what somebody they know has done, or what you'd like to do? Please share it with us.
Oh, hi, Marilyn.
Yes.
It's Morgan here.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about what you said about Roosevelt and how he handed out a dime, or somebody did. The thing they gave them with that, I believe I had read one place, was a pencil, which was kind of rare in those days. And it was for them to write. The person start to write your life story, or write to your congressman, or write to your friend, or something. It was just, so it was, they gave them a pencil. And they were standing in bread lines at the time, those
at the
four
time,
people.
Yeah.
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 So
oh,
it
great.
Was sort of
thank
inspirational.
You.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, let's hear from somebody else. Come on, don't all speak at once.
I like to smile at people.
Yes. Thank you, Heis. A smile can really change the world for somebody besides even yourself.
Hi, this is Joan.
Uh-huh.
I live in Rhode Island. I don't think you said it when you put it in the love light. You probably never heard of it before, but there is approximately 300,000 Americans that are being terrorized with ex-military technology as part of organized gang stalking. And I promise that I'm working to stop what's happening to me, I promise that I will help these people that are all, this is also happening too.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, each of us has an opportunity to make a difference in just what we know about. And I didn't know about that. Thank you.
And Joan, it will also be a good thing to put on the Sunday healing list. I mean, this is a 24/7 healing list, but those issues we go over on the Sunday. So,
yeah, I was just thinking of that. I don't know why. I guess I've been in hiding, sort of, just because of just the things that are have been going on. But I will put it on the because there are some warriors out there. I guess I would call them warriors. People, a doctor, many doctors. There's a lot of people trying to stop what's happening. And so I will definitely put it on for Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We can make a difference. We can make a difference. I think just even believing that makes a difference. Because then we can't be so intimidated by the dark and by the seemingly overpowering ability of the negative. It can't overpower us. Okay, anybody else have an idea? Something
this
you
is Terry.
Share? Terry, uh-huh.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been doing, even before we started doing this work, was to pray for areas that I would see that needed correction. And even since I was a little kid, even when sometimes I didn't even think I was being heard or that there were answers or anything, I would just pray anyway. And I think it does make a difference.
Oh, I'm sure it makes a difference. I'm sure. And that's really important, I think, to just... did you just scan around and see what... if the idea came to you, you sent some loving energy there? Is that how you did it?
Well, like when I was 8, my grandmother got cancer of the brain. And at night, I would just leave my body and go to the hospital and, like, surround her and pray for her. And she didn't live, but I really got a sense that there was something that maybe I could do by prayer. And I had this ability to, like, leave my body and to go look at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just send her life force and love. And so hopefully even then it made a difference for her.
I'm sure it did, and it made a difference to you, too, so... Anything that we can do for another, it makes a difference for us.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I used to watch, to listen to the news, the World War II, like before World War II, I would hear my parents talking about World War II, and it's like something was out of balance there, and so I would try to think of anything I could do to help things come into balance. Wherever I would see something out of balance, like on the news, I listened to the news when I was a kid a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it would tell me areas that needed adjustment and balance.
Ah, well, I think that's a wonderful use of the news.
Yes.
I really do. Rather than have it be so negative, that's a great way to turn it around, Terry. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, anybody else?
Marilyn?
Yes.
Hi, this is Joni.
Uh-huh.
You know, about a year and a half ago, I received an impression in my mind about every time I would go to the grocery store, and this sort of ties in with Heiss's smile. I would notice whether it was a streamlined grocery store or a fancier grocery store that those checkout people are really under the gun to do a real efficient job. And what I noticed for people who would be standing in front of me to check out, that each checker would hand the money real quickly with its ticket, say thank you, and sort of move on kind of. And there was no eye contact between the person who was in front of me and that checker. It was just like an assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to thinking, you know, I'm going to start looking at the person who hands me the ticket and the change and really have a feeling of thankfulness and appreciation for their job. And what I found out when I started doing that, and I've continued it throughout this past year and a half, is that person who's handing me that ticket with the money looks at my hand, but does look at me in the eye, and I smile with a feeling of gratitude. The surprise that I receive from their face is really heartwarming. They realize that someone values them. Now, I don't know if that makes their day or not, but it always makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That I've been able to spread a little kindness to that checker who's working so hard for that day.
Oh, great. Just the smallest things can make such a difference.
Right.
Such a difference. Thank, Thank you, Joni.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay. It's really nice to hear everybody. And I find that I go through my cycle, my ups and downs. And
go to the team, Mike.
Oh, okay. And I've learned after doing all the work we're doing, okay, they're always with me. And so I have in the back of my mind, they're with me. Even if I'm not in a good mood, it doesn't matter. And it's like a couple of weeks ago, I dropped my camper off to my mechanic. And I told the story. I have this mechanic that I love. And I dropped the camper off. And, you know, I wasn't trying. I wasn't thinking I was doing anything special. Okay? But at different times, he was going through, I'm not getting enough business. And he was a beautiful guy. For some whatever reason, I loved this guy. And I went out of my way. I made a flyer for him. I made a website for him. While I was sitting waiting for my car, I said, I'm just going to do something. And he loved it. Well, his business was a little low. I got my camper off. It was supposed to be ready in 3 days, and he kept putting me off. He kept putting me off. It's not ready. He says, well, I'm ready this weekend. Finally, he told me, ever since I dropped the camper off, he's having all this business come in. He has no time to get to it, right? And you know, it is amazing how you don't have to, like, try hard. You don't have to go, come on, heal them, do this. Sometimes we can't help but do that. I mean, try hard because we care so much. But if you just adopt the idea, like 24/7, that I'm always connected, even if you don't feel connected, act as if you're connected. And act as if that wherever I go, I'm going to lift the vibrations. I'm going to let them lift the vibrations, okay? It's like a co-creation. And it's an asking for their presence. And especially if you're on these calls and if you've made a connection, you can do that. And it's just amazing how that works. I mean, you can smile at people. It's kind of like I'll walk through supermarket lines, and when I see somebody that's really, even if they're sad on a given day, I can read their energy, and I say, did you know you're from another dimension? and they look at me, and it's almost as if they were waiting all their life for someone to say that to them. In fact, I was waiting a good portion of my life for somebody to say that to me. I remember when I was in college, I felt so anonymous, and I would sit on the steps of the student union, and I'd say, how come nobody's noticing me, you know? And it's like I felt like alienated and left out and that I wasn't part of things. And everyone else seemed to be part of things. And I wasn't. Even, you know, I just couldn't make myself be part of things. And I felt like there was something wrong with me. What was I doing wrong? People looked happy. They were walking around. They all had somewhere to go. And it's like the Otis Redding song, Sitting on the Docks of the Bay, okay?
Yeah.
And that, you know, I didn't realize that I had a mission above being part of the way everyone else was, okay?
I think that is so important to realize, that we all have a mission that is... Mm-hmm. more than what we've been told that we can do, and more than we realize. I think a lot of people are waking up to that.
Yeah.
And well, what? Go ahead.
And people on our calls just have a special opportunity because we have so we're talking to the guys directly that flow into the space. I really believe that's true. And they'll flow into anyone's space. You don't have to be special. You know, Terry told me that when she was young, she was doing this praying, and she thought everyone did it. She thought everyone could do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
and then, you know, I'm sure she would say she had the same issue of why am I part of things in the normal way? You know, people seem to all be part of things. And it's because if you're on these calls and you keep coming, the chances are that you're a wanderer or a starseed. You're like me, and you've come from another dimension. And just assuming that they're always with you, just keep it as a nonstop thing. And if you have to say it, just say, okay, guys, I'm open to your presence. I'm open to your presence. Lift my energy. Put it in my field. You know, even when I'm not up, put it in my field. And you may find that some extraordinary things start happening.
I think you will find extraordinary things happening. I really do. Well, I wanted to share, to conclude tonight, I wanted to share a reading from The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And so if any of you have that book, this reading comes from page 327. So it comes out of the conclusion. And these are Wynn's words. And so if you could imagine hearing them from his in his tone, I think you'll respond to them. I could hear him talking when I read this. So this is from page 327. All we're being asked to do is open up to the experience of love, service, empathy, and compassion, and see creation in everything. This is not a doctrine, belief system, or a creed. These are the simple keys for moving beyond the negative traps on this planet and transcending fear, greed, and the control and manipulation of others, so as to have the realization that we are all in this together. We are already members of a group soul, namely the collective consciousness of our planet. As we individually open our hearts, we are automatically in a high state of service as we impact the collective. Knowing this, we can realize the importance of staying positive and loving, even when the planetary agenda is seemingly negative and fear-provoking. You who are hearing these words have the good fortune to understand the game that is being played. As times become more difficult, prepare yourself to stay calm and centered in the midst of negativity and become a guiding light for those around you who are receptive to this higher path. Start developing the relationship and the rapport with those in your community who share your own higher quest. Now is the opportunity, if you are ready, to see beyond consensus reality and separate yourself from the circumstances and the people that are binding you to the third dimension. This is the time to examine the deep-seated pains and repressions you have stored from this life and all your previous lifetimes, and allow them to pass through your consciousness to be forever released. You can't lift above the physical world without lifting throngs of others with you. Our empowerment is beyond politics, humanitarianism, social mores, self-righteousness, and morality. We are part of the one infinite creator, and as we experience this consciously, we will become the lights of the world. This is not a solo process. This is not the time to hide out in a cave and meditate. We are part of the collective. We are in a continuous process of recreation and co-creation. Every moment is another opportunity to embrace the positive. There is never any completion or finality in this physical world. Life is a continuous flow, and we are all positioned in the perfect place to have the next lesson, which will bring us closer to the experience of the fourth dimension. This message is not new. It's the same message that has been delivered by every saint, holy man, adept, yogi, and savior. We are all one, originally separated from the one infinite creator, and we lost our way. It's time to come home. So realize from this that you can choose, you are not alone, and it doesn't matter what they do. It really only matters what you do. Thank you.
I have to remember that. That's good advice.
Thank you. Okay, I'll turn it over to you. When?
Are you turning it over to me? Wait a second.
Well, you wanted to come in at about...
Oh, 6:52. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do the closing, Marilyn, or you want to close this?
Well,
let's just keep the energy going, because we're going to flow into this planetary healing. If you're on BBS, you're going to have to call up to participate. We're going to try to keep it at 15 minutes, so it's going to be really powerful, really strong, similar to what we do on Sundays. And we're going to do it after every Monday call and after every Wednesday call. And, my plan is if we make it work, and you guys are part of making it work, we'll start doing it. The other people will come in and do it, aside from me. And it'll be a kind of a nonstop daily, maybe twice daily if there's enough people. We constantly, it's kind of like, you know how there are certain monks that just get together and pray all the time for the world? Well, it'll be like that. It'll be like a constant meditation. And maybe we'll put up a website on it and leave a phone line open, so anytime, anywhere, anyone can call in. I don't know. We're working out the details, okay? And it's only going to work if other people come forth to support it. And right now, we have Colleen and Raiden, Colleen and Michael Adler, who are going to help. And I'm sure there'll be other people. But we're going to start it out just slow, not too slow, because the world needs this. Is the way the world works is we have a collective, and the negative impacts the collective big time. And the negative is busy programming the inhabitants of our planet in ways that fulfill their agenda. So if we're going to make an impact, we're going to be a contrary force impacting the collective. And we have to be really strong to do it, and we need a lot more people. But everything starts somewhere. So we're going to start that tonight at 6:55. Let's see, is Michael Adler on the line?
He did check in earlier. I don't know if he's still present.
Is Colleen is on the line, yes.